ערב טוב לכל הצופים והצופות. אנחנו
Hello all the viewers around the world. We're meeting again in this special time to read the book of Zohar together. And before we start our reading, we'll watch the clip of Rav Michael Lightman that will give us the intention. And therefore, it is said in the Zohar that it won't be revealed, but only at the last days, in the days of Mashiach. Reveal itself does not mean that we will be able to read it simply. If anyone wants to read it, they can read it in all types of language. Revelation is not the fact that I simply read something that was found in some place. But revelation is the ability to comprehend what is said in the book. And more than that, to realize it, to turn it into life, that this book will be an instruction for his change, for his correction.
The book
reveal a person to develop for him to see in what world he lives, in the qualities, the new qualities that are received thanks to the book of Zohar, so that they would open more space, a wider world for this person. This is what is called the revelation of the book of Zohar, but not the fact that they found it in some grandma's chest.
So
we start. We read Zohar for All, Bereshit 1, Let There Be Light, paragraph 34. When Partsuf Abba Ve'ima ascends to Rosh Arihanpin and receives there the mocking of the three dots, all rise and unite with him. Zon 2, which are attached to the letters Eli of Abba Ve'ima, rise with Abba Ve'ima and receive this mocking from them. The Zohar explains the correction of lines in the vessels of Zon, for after it explained the order of expansion of mocking in regard to the lights, in the three corrections, Cholam, Shuruk, Hirik, it comes to explain the order of expansion of the Mochin in regard to the vessels, which are called three lines, right, left, and the middle, which decides between them. There are many appellations to the ten sefirot according to their relations. In regard to the clothing of the lights in the vessels, the ten sefirot are called Kahabtum or Chagat Nehim. In regard to the vessels, the ten sefirot are called 22 letters. Accordingly, there should have been five letters, Kahabtum, or seven letters, Chagat Nehim. So why are they 22 letters? It is so because the letters extend from the seven sefirot, Chagat Neim, of Abba Ve'ima. Also, since there are three phases in their mocking, Cholam, Shuruk, and Hirik, three kinds of expansion of seven vessels extend from them. One, seven vessels extend from the dot of Cholam. These are the considered right line. Two, seven vessels extend from the dot of Shuruk, and these are considered left line. Seven, three, seven vessels extend from the dot of Hirik, and these are considered middle line. Together, they are 21 vessels. Yet, at the dot of Hirik, there is another phase to the seven Sfirot Hagat Neim of Abba Ve'ima, which is the screen of Zon. This is why that phase is regarded as a vessel as well. Hence, they are 22 vessels, and they are the ones called 22 letters. Thus, the 22 letters are the same as Zot, but in regard to the vessels themselves, the Sfirot are called letters, and they are 22, because of the correction of the three lines in them. When Partzuf Abba Ve'ima ascends to Rosh Arichanpin, everyone ascends and unites with him. At that time, he is in the form of reaching, Gar, and is hidden in the place of Ein Sof, which is Arichanpin, and everything becomes one. Commentary. When Partzuf Abba Ve'ima ascends to Arichanpin, he becomes reaching with light of Chochmah, like Arichanpin. However, the light does not spread below, but is concealed in the place of Arichanpin due to lack of clothing of Hasidim. This is the dot of Shuruk. All three dots become one, and the two dots, Holam Hirik, which were initially in the form of reaching and not reaching, Vak, have now become Gar due to their unification into one with their dot of Shuruk. Therefore, the dot that was in the light and made it into Avir, the dot of Chalam, is now complete light that became Gar due to her unification with the Shuruk. Light of Zat, Chagat Nehim of Abba Ve'ima, expanded from the dot of Chalam, and seven letters of the alphabet illuminate in this expansion, since the letters are the vessels. Also, seven Sfirot Chagat Neim of Abba Ve'ima expand from the dot of Halam, and seven vessels called seven letters were established in the right line of Zon. They are regarded as right, because the dot of Halam is always considered light, as its essence is Hasidim, and any light is right. The vessels did not conceal yet, congeal yet, and were still moist, since a moist substance indicates having no strong boundary. For when moist things meet, each mingles in the other's boundary. But when the moist congeals and becomes solid, its boundary becomes strong and protected, and should it encounter another solid matter, it will not permeate its boundary whatsoever. And likewise with the other in it. Hence, the vessels did not yet congeal, but were moist, meaning they did not guard the boundary, which is the boundary of the right, but were still mingled with the other lines. We will listen now to the clip of Dr. Rav Michael Lightman, and we'll continue.
It's
only in the Middle Ages onward is when the Book of Zohar was revealed, so they think that it was written in the Middle Ages, and only for Kabbalists and not for other people. Because again, you cannot give a fruit to a person if it's not able yet to digest it. It will simply confuse him.
This
is something that goes on to this day. All kinds of miracles, horoscopes, red knots, all of this you can find in the Zohar. I remember myself starting to be interested in what is Kabbalah. I started buying books and I was going to Jerusalem. And these years there was this basement that was selling Kabbalah books. I'm not sure if it exists still. This man was old, the seller. But I was buying a lot of books, medicine, and all kinds of blessings, intentions, a lot of books. And all of this is from the book of Zohar. We should understand that the revelation of the book of Zohar, it means that the generation can reveal the book. Therefore, Kabbalists give it to the wide masses, how Baal Sulam did the interpretation of the book of Zohar. He presented it as, I'm the last Kabbalist of our generation, so here's what I did. It's for you to come closer to it and truly reveal the book of Zohar. We understand what a revelation is. It's not just me reading it and the upper force and the upper world and the upper light reveals itself. Definitely it cannot happen because I have to be ready for it. In the book, they cannot write it. What can I pass down to the small child if I have to pass on a certain big wisdom to him? I have to raise him, first of all, for him to be ready, developed enough to reveal this wisdom. Then his vessels, his kelim, will align with the height of this wisdom. So what Baal HaSulam has done is interpretation. It's not that he revealed what he could, but he prepared us towards the revelation of this book. That's the intention, that's the case, to prepare us to reveal the book. We continue. We're on the page 52, the final paragraph. Subsequently, darkness came out, and seven other letters of the alphabet came out in it, because the expansion of illumination of Zad, of Abba'ima, from the dot of Shuruk, is regarded as exit of the darkness, since the Chokhmah in it is without chassadim and does not illuminate. After the expansion of seven sferot, which are seven letters, from the illumination of the dot of Chalam into the right line of Zerbanpin, darkness came out. This is the expansion of seven sferot from the dot of Shuruk, and seven other letters, which are seven vessels, came out in this expansion of the darkness, becoming the left line of Zerampin. Afterwards, the firmament came out and ended the dispute of the two sides. Once the two lines, right and left of Zerampin, came out and were extended, each in seven letters, a dispute occurred between them. Each of them wished to maintain its dominion over Zerampin and revoke the other's dominion, since each of them had a unique merit that did not exist in the other. The right line is a merit, as it is all light, illuminating from a never-ending coupling in upper Abavima. It wished to cancel the left line, darkness. Similarly, the left line is a merit, because it is light of Chokhmah, which is much higher than the light of Chassidim on the right. So it wished to cancel the illumination of the right. The letters were thrown from mercy to judgment, and from judgment to mercy, since one the left won, and the letters became all judgment, darkness. And once the right won, and they all became mercy, light. They have not congealed and were still moist, each penetrating the boundary of the other, and they were always disputed. The dispute continued until the illumination of the dot of Hirik expanded from Zat of Abba Ve'ima. This expansion is called a firmament, the level of the light of Chassadim that emerged in a coupling by the screen of Zon, attached to the letters Eli. The firmament ended the dispute between the two sides. The level of the firmament decided between the two lines, right and left. In the beginning, it connected and was added to the light of Chassidim on the right line, subduing the left. Afterwards, it extended the illumination of the left line too, clothing it with the right line. Thus, the illuminations of both were sustained and the dispute ended. This is why that expansion is regarded as the middle line, as it decides between the two lines, right and left. Eight other letters came out in it, and then they were all made in the number 22. 14 letters of the two lines, right and left, and eight of the middle line, called a firmament, thus 22. It is so because this expansion, called a firmament, extended also from the seven sefirot and mochin of Abba Ve'ima with the respect to the dot of Hirik in them. Hence, there are seven letters here from their Hagat Nehim. There is also another phase here, additional to the Hagat Nehim of Abba Ve'ima, regarding the coarseness of Zeranpin. The dot of Hirik is the screen of Zeranpin, and that coarseness is the eighth letter. Hence, there are eight letters in the firmament, seven of Abba Ve'ima, and one from Zon. The seven letters of the right side and the seven letters of the left side jumped on the firmament, and all were engraved in the firmament, because prior to the elicitation of the eight letters of the middle line, called firmament, the 14 letters in the two lines, right and left, could not exist. For due to the dispute, they were jolted from judgment to mercy, and from mercy to judgment. Upon the elicitation of the firmament, the middle line, which can keep the illuminations of both of them in full. The 14 letters in the two lines, right and left, skipped and jumped on the middle line to be sustained by it. It follows that the middle line itself includes the three lines and all 22 letters. This is why it is written that they were all engraved in the firmament, that all 22 letters were established in the firmament, eight letters of its own, and 14 letters from the two lines, right and left. The letters were moist. The firmament congealed. The letters congealed with it and were engraved and depicted in their depictions as they should be. It is so because indeed the force of congealing comes from the left line, from the dot of Shuruk. Hence, it appears before the elicitation of the firmament. Yet, the letters were still moist, meaning insufficiently congealed to be solid in a strong boundary until the firmament emerged and congealed, and then the letters were fully congealed. The reason is that complete congealing depends only on the force of the screen in Nukva of Zeronpin, which is considered judgment, the eighth letter of the firmament. Therefore, as long as the eight letters of the firmament did not appear, the letters could not receive complete and solid congealing in a strong boundary. Then the Torah was engraved there, Zeronpin, to shine from it outward. After the boundaries of the letters were congealed, which are the vessels in all of its three lines, and each line received its letter combinations properly, Partsuf Zeronpin, called Torah, was established to illuminate to the lower ones. Let's watch the clip. There's a special attitude. This book is very special. That's the attitude towards it. If everything we understand what Torah is, it's the book of books. So the book of Zohar is a secret of all the secrets. And therefore, the power that no other book has, we attribute a lot of things to it, except for it is truly so. It's not that they want to confuse us when they write that as a result of the book of Zohar, we will be privileged to exit, we'll be privileged of exodus. So it looks different each time, and it affects us in a different way. And we see that now it's way easier to read than it was before the Sulam commentary. Source is very hard. It has Aramaic. And I really hope that a person that reads it will try to connect himself to the book. It's for a reason that Baal Sulam is made four prefaces to it, so that we could understand, so that we would connect our feelings to the system, so we would know how we are built, because this whole system is in us. It's in me. The system is in my desire, and I have to start sorting this desire, start checking it, how I can do the same system out of it, as the Zohar says about Atzilut, Biyah, Gar, Vak. Doesn't matter. All these things, they are inside of me, inside of my desire. This is what's in front of us. 35. The verse, "Let there be light," implies the name Great God that comes out of the first Avir, since the time when they were still above Ve'ima in Vak, prior to the exit of the Yud from the Avir. Once the Zohar explained the whole change of the Mochin from Katnut to Gadlut in three dots and in three lines, and how they are implied in the verse, "Let there be light." It explains how in each change these phases remain in their form even after the Gadlut, and how they are implied in the five instances of light in the writings. The verse, "Let there be light," implies the name Great God, because the verse, "Let there be light," implies the Sfira Chesed of Zeronpin, the right line, which extends from the dot of Chalam of Abba Ve'ima, called Great God. Chesed of Vak is called God, and Chesed of Gar is called Great God. This is why he is called God, for he is Chesed, that came out from the previous Avir of Abba Ve'ima, from the time of Katnut, before the Yud came out of Avir of Abba Ve'ima. He is called Great, since now the Yud has already departed the Avir of Abba Ve'ima and returned to the light of Gadlut. And the Zon already received from them the Mochin of Gadlut. And there was, is the darkness, called Elohim. And there was, applies to the Sfira Gvura of Zeranpin, when she extends only from the left line, the dot of Shuruk. At that time, it is dark, as she is Chochmah without Chasidim. And he is called a God concealed in his name. He is called Light, once the left is included in the right. For now, the right and left were included in one another through the level of Hirik. The light of Chesed in the right was extended to the Sfira Gvura on the left. And now the Sfira Gvura is also called light. It is so because then from the name El, Chesed, extends the name Elohim, and the name Elohim too becomes the light of Chesed. The right was incorporated in the left, and the left in the right. The right line is incorporated in Chochmah on the left line, hence the right is called Great God. Likewise, the left, which was in the dark due to lack of chassidim, was now incorporated in the light of the chesed of the right, and the Sfira Gvura became light as well, as it is written, and there was light, Gvura of Zeranpin.
וניפגש ביום ראשון שוב פעם בשעה 7:30 שעון ישראל.
We are saying goodbye for now, and we will meet you in